Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Almost 3:39 here, 68 degrees on this Wednesday, May 7th. Well, if you are or have ever been a customer of 23andMe, you may want to go delete your data. The fate of more than 15 million customers' genetic data remains in limbo after the popular DNA testing company 23andMe filed for bankruptcy in March. And your data is up for sale, stoking fears on how it might be used and prompting some attorney generals from more than a dozen states to warn 23andMe users, delete your data. And I don't even know how far deleting it goes, but in that fine print, you signed over your DNA information and everything that came along with it to this company. And then this company sells it to whoever's the highest bidder is, whoever buys this data, this company. They now have your information, and you may have done a funny, hey, let me check 23andMe to see how much of this I am, how much that I am, see if I'm diverse enough, see if I can brag to my friends that I'm this or that. Well, it may have backfired on you. So you have the power to delete your data now. Please act quickly is what the North Carolina Attorney General Jeff Jackson is telling people. So I've never done anything like this for this very reason. Even when my kids were young in school, I believe it was even elementary school. It had to be elementary school, where they'd come along and they said, oh, we could do this DNA testing kit, and they fingerprint and they take a picture and you have your DNA. Nope, no thank you. We opt out of that nonsense because of issues like this. You know, it may be fun to look back at your heritage and your DNA data and such like that, but when you're using an outside company and signing over a lot of your privacy rights to them to do this sort of test, you see where it happens. You see what happens to you. So if you have ever used 23andMe, I suggest you log on to that and delete as much information as you can. Now, it says you can. It says you have the power to. My suggestion would be you do that as quick. You got your report. You got all the information you need for it. There's no need to leave it in the hands of this company to sell to whoever they want to. So I would act upon that pretty quickly if I were you. That's a word of advice there.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.